Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, sidingunlimited.com. Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, sidingunlimited.com.
So great to hear baseball back on WTMJ over the weekend. Saturday's game broadcast from Arizona. Sunday's was on 94.5 ESPN. Our next broadcast is scheduled for Wednesday afternoon. It is back. Temperatures a little mild here in Wisconsin. Definitely nice in Arizona. It looks like it's been gorgeous there.
Oh, looks stunning. And guess who's down there?
Dom Catronio, our guy, Brewers Extra Innings host, joining us. Dom, what are we disrupting you doing right now?
Trying to find a cloud. I don't think I've seen a cloud for like 4 straight days
nice.
Down here. It's stunningly perfect right now.
That's it. Love it. Hey, I see something new here. For people who like to follow these sorts of things, Pat Murphy has a new number. What's going on?
Yeah, because of Mark Canna's signing, Mark Canna took 21, and Pat Murphy obliged, which was his number in honor of Roberto Clemente. So he's back to his original number when he was first joining the Brewers back when Council was hired as number 49. Now, also, reminder, Mark Canna's on a minor league deal, so he needs to earn his way onto the team in order to keep that number 21. But Murph always obliges. It's a player's first organization. And he said, yeah, no problem. It's just a number. We asked him about it. He just kind of scoffed, like, I don't care about what number I'm playing. I mean, cool. He loves Roberto Clemente. That's the reason why he wears 21. But he's totally fine giving it to Mark Canna.
Can that get weird sometimes, though, with certain players? The whole number swapping?
I mean, the whole story normally goes is, for instance, in Juan Soto's case, right, when he goes and signs with the New York Mets this past offseason, he wants number 22. That's his iconic number, and there's already a player on the Mets number 22. So part of the ritual for big leaguers and guys with enough time in the big leagues that can afford this sort of thing is you got to give a gift in order to take the number from a guy that was already there. So in the case of Juan Soto, he gifted Brett Beatty, is his name, a brand-new Chevy Tahoe, like a $90,000 car. Some guys will give a Rolex. Some guys will give an Omega. I mean, that's the kind of stuff we're talking about if you're an established big leaguer taking a number of somebody that's already there.
So I've been following your work on social media, which I typically do. If you're not following Dom on X or even through our WTMJ website, you need to do it, and he will bring you right into spring training. And quite literally, right behind the batter's box and in the cage. So you are focused in on a young player. When I say young, I mean young. There's a 17-year-old in camp. I think everybody's just wondering, when is he going to actually get into a game? People are curious.
Exactly. Jesus Made, or if you just read it in English, it looks like Jesus Made. And it's an easy name to remember. Jesus Made is considered the number one prospect in the Brewers organization, even as a 17-year-old, which is really a wild sentence to say. He turns 18 early this summer. The thing about Made is he's not technically in big league camp. He is here on a mini camp for the minor leaguers. A handful of them are already here, and then minor league camp will officially open in a week or two here in Phoenix. But Made is turning heads because, as you saw in that video, he's a switch hitter. He is strong. He is still growing into his frame. He's only played in the Dominican Summer League. This year, they expect to send him probably to low A Carolina for the entirety of that season. And if he performs there, maybe we see him up in Appleton at some point this season. But holy cow. I mean, if we were talking about this kid, and this is where the distance of language barriers and the Dominican distance and that sort of thing, if this kid was an American high schooler, because that's what he is, he's 17 years old. We're talking about the number one overall draft pick, and the Brewers already have him in their system.
Whew, that's nice. I'm going to remember his name. Like, how was your day? My day was good.
Yeah.
My day.
Simply, that's perfectly. I mean, I know I'm going to read the word made now like Made, because I've now trained myself to read Jesus Made, not Jesus Made.
Oh, I love it. Hey, Dom, I know you kind of catch up with a lot of these guys, too, in the clubhouse. What is it like for them? What is the workload like during spring training? And how early are they getting up? How late are they staying?
Well, I'll tell you what. William Contreras told us yesterday of his, quite frankly, psychotic routine that he's arriving here around 6 o'clock in the morning, which is not technically when the clubhouse is open, to get all of his work in before everybody arrives. Now, not everybody is like that, but because you play so many day games in spring training, your workload is a little more compressed into the morning. And for instance, right now, to give you a picture, I'm sitting in the stadium. They're playing a road game today in Goodyear against the Guardians. But for the guys that are not playing in that game, you're here now on the field, getting your work in, getting some batting practice in, and then you're done for the day. So you're here at 8, getting your workout in. Maybe you're doing some meetings, doing some base running, some defense. And then in this case, these guys will be done at 11 o'clock, and they can go spend the rest of their day however they wish because they're not playing in the main game. Most of these guys will be playing in tomorrow's game.
They don't like alarm clocks. I can tell you that, Dom. You know that as well. Alarm clocks, not the fan of Major League Baseball players.
We get to night games. We get a couple of night games this spring, but I tell you what, come like the second week of March, everyone's got bags under their eyes like, okay, I'm ready for the regular season. Let's get back to night games. You know, that's how it feels by that point.
Hey, Dom, so year after year, the Brewers have lost major league talent and even all-star talent, right, with the likes of Corbin Burnes and trading away Jeremy Jeffress. But there's always somebody, there's always a couple of guys, typically, who pop sort of out of nowhere and become an integral part to the team's pitching staff. Is there anybody who did not pitch last year for the Brewers who you're looking at saying, yep, he's going to be a factor this season?
Craig Yoho. I got to watch his changeup firsthand the other day at Salt River Fields, and we're calling it the yo-yo because, you know, we nicknamed Devin Williams' changeup as the airbender. Watching Craig Yoho's changeup from behind home plate, I just sit there and like, how does anybody hit ever? Because this thing dances, it's wicked, it's an amazing pitch to see.
Hey, Dom, this is not connected to the Brewers, but the Yankees, and I think you know a little bit about it. What's the deal with the Yankees no longer playing Frank Sinatra's New York, New York?
Mm. Oh, you struck a chord with me there, Jess. So I'm lucky enough to work a lot of games at Yankee Stadium for my national duties. And one of the traditions, I think it's really cool, whenever the Yankees win, they play New York, New York by Frank Sinatra, like the most quintessential New York City song. But they also play it after losses, which has bugged a massive portion of baseball fans, especially Yankees fans, too, of like, you're tarnishing New York, New York,
yeah,
after we lost 12-0. Like, think about it. They lose the World Series last year in Game 5 in tough fashion, and they're playing New York, New York. Like, let's have some feel here. So they're going to change it to be a rotating selection of Old Blue Eyes songs. In my opinion, it should always be That's Life. I mean, that's perfect after a loss, and
that's
what they played,
yeah,
down in Tampa. But that's what I would do.
Well, at least they've relaxed their facial hair policy. That helps.
Oh, my God. I mean, I think you know who might have had something to say about that, but it's finally coming into the 21st century, and I commend Hal Steinbrenner for doing it because they were the only team that did it. I get tradition is cool and everything and that sort of thing, but he said it best, and I know this for a fact, and I'm not saying this is Devin, but I'm saying other players have told me, I won't play for the Yankees because I can't keep my beard. I think it's ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh.
Hal finally made the realization, like, okay, if we're going to miss out on a player because of this policy, we need to get rid of the policy.
It seems a little outdated. Dom Catronio covering the Brewers in spring training. They'll take on the Guardians today, and then we've got a broadcast scheduled for tomorrow. Hey, real quick, Dom, another pitcher that I've seen a little bit about, Jacob Mizorowski. I've heard his name for the last couple of years. What do fans need to know about him? Is he at that point where he could sort of crack this staff in some way, shape, or form?
He is probably going to pitch at some point in the 2025 season. I don't know if he's going to break camp with the Brewers. In fact, he's pitching today in Goodyear against the Guardians. And by the way, the Guardians are putting out like an opening day lineup. So he's going to be tested right off the bat. In fact, if folks want to learn more about Jacob Mizorowski, I would encourage them to listen to last night's Brewers Weekly in the Brewers All Access podcast feed. I got 5 good minutes with Jacob, tell you a little bit more about him. He is going to pitch, in my imagination, in the big leagues at some point in 2025. What that role will be is to be determined. It all is based on his performance, not only in spring training, but down in AAA Nashville. They consider him a starter, and I'm looking forward to seeing what that could look like for the Brewers.
He's 6'7" and throws 100 miles an hour. That's a good start.
Nice.
That's a good start.
Not bad, right? String bean, too. Baby-faced assassin. I can't wait to watch.
Oh, jeez.
Brewers and Guardians today. Brewers back on the air tomorrow afternoon. Dom Catronio covering the Brewers all month long here in Arizona. We appreciate it, Dom. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.